This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, dial toll free, take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms that are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. So hop into one of those, we'll get you on the air, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with me, Ian.
I'm Laurel.
And there's a story that's been in the news now for several days that I've wanted to talk about, and I know you just came across this college admission scandal, Laurel,
yeah.
So we should probably talk about that, because that's a big headline for the day.
Very interesting.
But the story that has been interesting to me over the last several days now, and it continues, is the power outage in Venezuela. Now, I don't know how close you've been following what goes on in Venezuela. Laurel.
Somewhat, not super closely.
Or what allegedly goes on in Venezuela, because it's hard to really know what it is that's happening there.
It's not safe for reporters to go down there. So
some still are, though.
They're risking their lives.
Of course.
Yeah.
And, I mean, everybody's at risk if you're just walking on the streets in Venezuela, because desperate people... You know, when they're hungry, people get desperate. They start, you know, being willing to do things that they otherwise would not consider doing to their fellow man or woman. And there's constant, you know, snatch and grabs of people walking down the streets with cell phones and armed robberies, people getting stuck up at intersections. There's stories of people driving, like, food trucks and being waylaid by gangs of, like, you know, motorcyclists who then rob the food truck.
Because they're desperate. I mean, sometimes it's just opportunists, but sometimes it's desperate. There's a quote from Bernie Sanders. It's from an interview in the 80s or 90s, and somebody was asking him, because he was promoting socialism and communism, they were asking him about bread lines in these socialist countries. And he said, bread lines are good, because bread lines mean there's bread. Whereas in capitalist countries, the rich have the bread and the poor starve.
Ridiculous statement.
He
the poor are clearly not starving in the United States.
But in Venezuela.
Everybody is hungry in Venezuela, unless you're just the richest of the rich. So, yeah, it's a great point. And, you know, go to the bread aisle in any grocery store in a so-called capitalist country. And, of course, what we're talking about here is a mixed economy anyway. It's not, you know, a free market or whatever capitalism really means anyway. But, you know, in a place where you have a relatively unrestricted market, I prefer the term the free market. I don't think that the free market excludes capitalism or communism. I think it includes both of those as long as they're voluntary. So if you want to have a commune, go ahead. Have a commune.
In a way, if a family unit is a communist unit.
You could look at it that way, I suppose. Or a dictatorship.
What's communism?
Well, ideally, communism is from each according to his ability to each according to his need, but it never ends up getting there. It's very centrally planned, and they never end up getting rid of the government that they claim they're getting rid of.
Centrally planned means the end user isn't planning it.
Yeah, right, the little people.
Mm-hmm.
So in Venezuela, which is a socialist country, and the worst on the planet besides maybe North Korea at the moment, because their currency is certainly the worst of all of the world's, you know, different government currencies, and that's due to insane levels of hyperinflation. But also, central control and central management fails. And we've seen it happen over and over again, whether it's in the Soviet Union or just looking at our own governments and seeing how inefficient the centralized government is here in the United States compared to, say, industry, compared to the more market-based functions of business. I mean, government doesn't even compare in its efficiency to the marketplace.
Well, this is how equality goes wrong. Because the idea, or part of the idea, behind centralized planning, or just centralizing power, is to make everything the same, to even it out as much as you can. So the idea behind it is equality. This is what's happening in our public schools. They keep centralizing them more and more, and handing down orders from a central planning committee more and more. And the idea is
more federal control.
More federal control. But the idea is to sort of end the inequality. But what's happening is they're just screwing everything up and they're making it all bad. It's all equally bad. So centralized planning, because one size does not fit all.
Right.
And centralized planning,
especially with children.
Exactly.
And in individuals' education. People don't learn the same way. You know, there's different types of learning. And so here's what's going on. This is, again, this has been going on now for, I think, at least 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
And this story is the initial one, but there's another one in the New York Times that came out today that this is continuing. But this one tells a good story from the AP. Venezuela's worst power and communications outage Friday deepened a sense of isolation and decay, endangering hospital patients, forcing schools and businesses to close, and cutting people off from their families, friends, and outside world.
Now, who had to shut off the power? Was it the government or some insurgency?
Well, the government wants you to believe it was the United States.
Oh, pfft.
We'll get into that.
Yeah, we have
here.
Other things to do.
Yeah. While the electricity returned to some parts of Caracas nearly 24 hours after lights, phones, and the internet stopped working, the blackout was another harsh blow to a country paralyzed by economic and political turmoil. Many of the few shops that were open were only accepting cash because without electricity and the internet, they can't process debit card payments, a common method of doing transactions in Venezuela since hyperinflation transformed the bolivar into one of the world's most worthless currencies. And remember, back in August of last year, the Venezuelan government issued the new Bolivar Soberano, which means sovereign bolivar, to replace the strong bolivar, which is the Bolivar Fuerte, which originally replaced the bolivar. So they're on their third iteration of the bolivar in 2 decades, basically. Uh-huh. And what they did when they replaced the Fuerte, the Bolivar Fuerte, with the Bolivar Soberano, was they knocked 5 zeros off of the currency. So imagine going from a 500,000 bolivar note to a 5 bolivar note. That's that's what it became worth. And, of course, the hyperinflation has continued since then. But one of the reasons why they had to do this, beyond the trying to pull the wool over people's eyes, which obviously isn't going to work, I would hope, at this point, but because the credit card machines only have so many digit places on them. So if you're ringing up a sale for a dinner, and it's in the millions of bolivar, you're over the number of characters that you can actually enter into the machine. It wasn't designed for that.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to change it was one of the reasons why they changed the currency around. I'm desperate, said Maria Isabel Garcia, a 39-year-old office worker who hasn't been able to cook anything for her 3 young children. She planned to buy empanadas but had no cash because the bank didn't have any when she was there on Thursday.
The bank had no cash.
No cash. Sorry. You can use your debit card. Oh, wait. The power's out.
Uh-huh.
Another Caracas resident who is diabetic was searching for ice to preserve his limited supply of insulin medication, which, from what I understand, medication on its own is hard to come by in Venezuela.
You know, once I was interested in how is insulin made, and oh my goodness, that is a long and involved process. So it's not like you can go out and grow your own insulin.
Right.
It is very...
Just cook it up in the kitchen.
Yeah, it is very, very difficult to make.
Venezuelans are accustomed to power cuts, but nothing like the one that hit during rush hour Thursday evening, sending thousands of people on long nighttime treks in the dark to their homes. It reached virtually every part of the oil-rich country of 31 million people, which was once Latin America's wealthiest, but is now beset by shortages and hyperinflation, projected by the International Monetary Fund to reach a staggering 10 million% this year, compelling about one-tenth of its population to flee in recent years. The blackout promptly became a point of dispute between President Nicolas Maduro, who blamed sabotage engineered by the imperialist United States, which, by the way, is the same story that they were portraying in North Korea, because North Korea also had nighttime power outages regularly. Now, maybe they still do. I haven't heard in recent years, but just within the last couple of decades, they had regular nighttime power outages, and the official line from the government is, we are being attacked by the United States constantly.
So basically. No bombs.
Right.
No guns. Just the power.
Just they're sabotaging the power stations. Those dirty imperialists.
Uh-huh.
So, same excuse here. U.S.-backed opposition leader Juan Guaido, who said state corruption and mismanagement have left the electrical grid in shambles, He said that was the cause, and I suspect that's the correct reason.
So not sabotage, just incompetence.
Right. It's obviously incompetence. I mean, it's the government who's in charge of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so whenever you put the state in charge of anything, they're going to screw it up. So let's continue here more on the just disastrous situation. Imagine 5 days with no power. That's,
oh, I can describe that to you when we get back.
It's not easy. There's more coming up here in moments. 855, 450, free. At least they're not freezing today. Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here. The toll free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. And I just noticed that A La Loca in our Discord server has posted a Reddit Ask Me Anything. You familiar with the Ask Me Anything concept?
I've heard of it before, yes.
Yeah, basically, it's in a lot of cases, it's like a celebrity or something like that. It's like, mm-hmm. I'm Samuel L. Jackson. Ask me anything. And then they basically spend the whole day responding to whatever questions come in, is the idea. And in this case, it's an Ask Me Anything by someone who says he's in Venezuela, has managed to get some power back, but has gone through 4 days of a the biggest blackout in their country's history. So we're going to see. I'll parse through this as we go through the show tonight and see what's... You know, she says that there's some crazy stuff that's being said in this thread, so I haven't had a chance to look at it yet. But you can get in our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm, and you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there, as well as post some show prep suggestions in the news story show prep room. But there's different rooms in there. There's the On Air Now, which is where most people chat during the show, but there's people there before, during, and after Free Talk Live. It's Ian and Laurel in the studio here tonight as we continue talking about the power outage that is devastating the folks in Venezuela right now. We're living in some very difficult conditions with food allegedly hard to find, although recently we saw another propaganda piece that was produced by RT. Now, of course, RT is funded by the Russian government. And normally, I really like their reporting on the U.S. government. In this case, they were reporting that, look at this grocery store. All these shelves are stocked. Everything here's fine. What's all this? All these reports about people waiting in bread lines here in Venezuela. So it's like I was saying before, it's hard to know exactly what the truth is. But one thing's for sure, the government in Venezuela isn't pretending like the power's not out. Okay, so they can't
so
deny
it's just
this.
RT.
Yeah, they can't. Well, the RT's not pretending like the power's out either. This was before the power outage.
Okay.
The power's definitely out. Now the claim is, you know, why. That's what the government is saying. Oh, it's the United States. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. You can bring up what you want. Sean in Arizona, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, listening online at freetalklive.com.
Guys, great conversation. I was actually called about something else, but then...
That's okay.
When I listen to this thing about government control and what we are subjected to as quote-unquote U.S. citizens, and I don't consider myself a citizen as much as probably a subject or a piece of property of the government. Yeah. What we're subjected to here is just as bad as what Venezuela does and their propaganda machine. I mean, I'm subjected to somebody telling me that terrorism is so bad I have to be groped or x-rayed in violation of the Fourth and Fifth Amendment rights I was granted by God to be private in my own humanity and due process. I'm not a criminal before I did a crime. I mean, we're propagandized here probably
absolutely
at a level since 1928 when Edward Bernays wrote the book Propaganda. This machine here makes Goebbels look like an amateur.
Well, there's no doubt that the similar things go on in the United States. It's just more pronounced in Venezuela because, you know, we have inflation in the United States. They have hyperinflation in Venezuela. So they're getting damaged by their government at a much greater clip than we are. The government here has done a good job of, you know, screwing people over the long run.
But I wouldn't say things are as bad here as they are in Venezuela.
Well, no, what he was talking about is just the propaganda. Mm-hmm. And there's definitely plenty of propaganda in the United States. I mean, it starts when you join the government school system.
Yes.
They begin the propaganda there.
I agree.
And then the people who graduate from the government school system then go into mostly government-run colleges, mm-hmm. and then they continue to be propagandized about why we need the government, how important it is, and how great it is to have a government around a coercive monopoly like this.
That's why free speech is so important and the deplatforming issues on YouTube are so critical.
Sure, but then those same journalists who get educated at government universities then go out to create propaganda in the media. So it's not just you don't get fed propaganda in the U.S. in the government schools. You get it in, you know, MSNBC, CNN, Fox News,
yep.
You know, all these different mainstream media outlets, which 99% of the time have somebody on the air who's touting how wonderful the government is, even though they may be against, you know, government leader A versus government leader B. They may have an opinion on which thug should be running the state.
And
they
apparently
still support it.
A lot of these media outlets governments have been hiring, I suppose they always have, but they've been doing it more than they were before, hiring former government officials to be consultants at these news agencies. And in fact, I heard, and I'll have to look up this article, that somebody at one of the major agencies, it might have been CNN, left because he said that they were just overrun by former government officials
that CNN
had hired, and now all of their opinion pieces were being run through these government officials, basically. Yeah. I'll have to look that article up so that I'm not fake news myself.
Sean, other thoughts you want to share?
Oh, I'm so glad you call them government schools. I mean, we lovingly, I have a radio show here in Tucson. I call them the government mind laundries because that's exactly what they do.
Did you say government mind laundry?
They're indoctrination centers.
Yeah, government mind laundry, where you go in, a baby is this free thinker, you know? I live in Arizona, will walk up to a scorpion or a Gila monster and go, oh, I'm curious. I'm a thinker. I'm not going to run and hide from something, you know, until they get into the mind laundry. And they immediately instill fear of being what I am as a true anarchist. I'm not an anarcho-capitalist anymore. I'm just an anarchist. I gave up on all of it because of the force and threats and coercion involved. And it starts in kindergarten when the bell goes off. You got to get up and run.
Just like prison. Thanks for the call, Sean. I appreciate hearing from you. That's where else they have bells. From what Mark Edge, who is one of our regular co-hosts here, has said. He spent eight or nine years in prison. And they got bells there, too. And buses. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. Let's go to Matthew in Louisiana, listening online via TuneIn, via that app. Go ahead, Matthew.
Yes. First, Laurel, excellent video last time. The thing that scares me the most is that Ocasio-Cortez is a college graduate.
Okay, so we're talking about the one that I did, Ian and I were just talking about this before we got on the air, that there's a YouTuber by the name of Mr. Reagan who did an expose on the, Justice Democrats?
The Justice Democrats who ran a bunch of candidates,
and AOC was one of them.
Right, and their percentages rate were not that great, but now it's like AOC is the new it girl, and Nancy Pelosi ain't liking that, so hopefully Nancy Pelosi will do the deed, and we'll just be like, oh, shame, AOC. Now, the thing about what's going on in Venezuela is how are they paying their lines then, or do they even have any left? I mean, some poor government bureaucrat who's up on his Marxist doctrine but doesn't know squat about electricity has how to repair a high tension line in one hand while he's sitting there trying to figure out why the power
This isn't
out.
About the lines. I mean, it couldn't possibly be about the lines. This is about their power generation, like the source. If there's a problem, there's got to be a problem there. I mean, not all the lines in the country are going to fail at once. So it's what was, you know, the origination point. That's my, you know, what I suspect. They're talking about perhaps it was malinvestment. They didn't keep up with, you know, the times, upgrading the equipment or whatever. They didn't put the money in the right place. You can hang on if you want here. It's we're coming up.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The man accused of running a large college admission scam is admitting he's guilty. William Singer is pleading guilty to charges of racketeering, money laundering, and obstruction of justice. Prosecutors claim Singer paid out $25 million in bribes to help rich parents get their children admitted to top colleges. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says there will be a vote in the Senate on Thursday on the resolution blocking President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border.
It'll all come to a head on Thursday. The clock runs, and the vote will occur on Thursday.
The FAA says it has no evidence that would warrant the grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX airliner after last weekend's crash in Ethiopia. The agency says it's been reviewing all the data on the popular jet, but hasn't found any systematic performance issues that would prove to be a basis for grounding the planes. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free to join us here. You can bring up whatever you want. Ian and Laurel in the studio tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. For years, libertarians have wanted what they now have in liberty.menu. It's a business directory, basically. It also includes digital content creators and events for liberty-minded folks, people who reject the initiation of force and who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. If that describes you, then you ought to be up over at liberty.menu. Whatever it is that you do, maybe it is a business that you run or more than one of them, it's free to list up there at liberty.menu. You can also use code FTL, and you'll get a Free Talk Live listener badge for your profile. We can't give you a discount because it's free. So liberty.menu. Go check it out. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, Matthew is on the line with us in Louisiana, listening via TuneIn. Go ahead, Matthew.
Okay, well, the other thing I would suggest then, if it's not the lines, then it's probably deferred maintenance.
In other words, basically what Ian was saying.
Yeah, you're supposed to change out the bearings, and, you know, that means that costs a Sovereign Boulevard, and it would take a lot of Sovereign Boulevard to buy those bearings from the our new buddies, the Russians, and, well, let's put that off for a little while until you're, you know, the
right. This is a government that, just to be clear, can't even pay its own bill to print money. Okay, so it was it was like a year ago that we reported on this story. Now, by now, I think they found another printer and they've managed to pay them because they've launched a whole new currency. But there was a time at which they had a few million dollar bill, a debt, with a private money printer. So the government bank there doesn't do its own printing. They hire it out to a private printer called, at least it was called LaRue, I think. It's like apparently one of the world's largest, if not the largest, private money printer. And so they had a huge bill with LaRue and they weren't paying it.
Now
so,
I want a career change. I want to be a private
money printer. Yeah. Well, you know they're not taking what they're printing, right? Like they're only going to accept other world currencies. So Venezuela can't pay its bill with LaRue with the money that LaRue prints from them.
Right.
So, I mean, if they can't even afford to pay for their money, there's a good chance they're not being able to afford a lot of things within the government.
Well, it's just the more magical thinking from socialists. It's just the same way they treat their oil wells. Just open them all the way up and money flows out of them. Wrong.
Yeah, well, they've been failing at the oil business as well. They have not been able to ship out as much as they otherwise could if they were not a government and not centrally planned because they hadn't kept their, I don't know what they call them, frigates or brig, you know, these gigantic oil boats, basically.
Tankers.
Tankers. They didn't keep them up to spec, and so they weren't passing international muster, and they weren't allowed to get into international waters, basically. So I understand it. Again, this is another story we've reported on within the last couple of years.
Because of environmental regulations?
Well, I don't know what it was. They just didn't have them up to spec.
Oh.
They weren't up to international, you know, quality levels to be considered a, you know, viable boat on the water, essentially.
Their oil is very heavy, and I am willing to bet you that they cannot run oil-water separators there. Mm. So they're loading oil that is very well contaminated with salt water from the oil wells, and it's rusting the holes.
Matthew, thanks for calling in tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. Let's go to Russell. He's in Illinois listening online. Go ahead, Russell.
Yes, hello. You guys were talking about the movie Unbreakable last week. I was just curious if you guys know about, there actually is kind of a true story about, they didn't make the movie based on a true story, but there's actually an individual true story similar to the story Unbreakable. I don't know if you heard about that.
I was here for that conversation.
But the person who had seen the movie is not here this week.
Yeah, so you're welcome to share whatever it is you want to share about it, but it's hard for me to comment.
Well, the movie is based on genetics. You know, have you seen the movie? Do you know the understand the movie, or have to kind of
I don't think it? I've seen it.
I haven't seen it.
Okay, well, Samuel Jackson plays the villain. He has a very genetic bad disease. So he figures there must be somebody exactly the opposite of him in the world. And that's Bruce Willis, which is a superhero. Okay? Follow me so far?
Yes.
Okay, well, there actually is a true story like this. If you want to look on the internet, the title, you have to look. It's hard to find things on the internet like it used to be. You almost have to have the exact title of the article anymore. I don't know why that is. Mm-hmm. But the title article is Do It Yourself Scientist, the Olympica, and the Mutated Gene. And this lady that has been sick all her life, finally figured out by herself, okay, without doctors, that she had a rare, she actually had two rare genetic diseases, okay?
Okay.
And then she, and there's this Canadian bronze sprinter, one of the best in the world, that she saw her one day, and she had the exact same muscle definition that she had. So she figured out that she had the same gene. But for some reason, the gene in her made her stronger instead of weaker.
Now, how did she figure this out? Just by looking at footage of a sports or of an athlete? I'm not clear on how that happens.
Sort of. I mean, she's in research, and she's like her do-herself scientist. So she's been researching her diseases all her life. So her sister actually showed her a picture of her name. The one that's sick is called Jill Viles, and the one that's is the Olympic is Priscilla Lopes Schlepp. And so her sister showed this picture, and yes, she basically, when she saw the picture, she realized that she had the same gene.
All right.
Incredible.
And what did that lead to?
She actually, There's a guy that wrote this book called The Sports Gene. She got a hold of him, and he got a hold of the Olympic, and they actually became best friends. She got the Olympic to actually get genetically tested and prove that she had the same gene.
Okay.
So I just don't know if you would find that interesting.
Is there like a conclusion that that's supposed to bring me to? Because I'm sorry, I'm not a scientist, so like it doesn't, you know, necessarily. I'm like, oh wow, that's really cool. Is that supposed to be? Does it lead to something? Have they like transferred blood, or I mean, what happened?
It leads to a whole nother genetic, scientific, you know, ideas.
Okay, so you're saying you believe something could come out of this.
Okay, so I found this on the internet. Uh-huh. I looked it up just what he said. Okay, so Lopez Schleip has a gene mutation and was diagnosed with Dunnegan type lipodystrophy. The diagnosis came from research conducted by Jill Viles, a muscular dystrophy patient who spotted physical similarities between herself and Lopez Schleip and encouraged her to undergo genetic testing. The results confirmed lipodystrophy and alerted Lopez Schleip to a potential pancreatitis attack due to the high levels of fat in her blood, though this was avoided by modifying her diet. So it wasn't so much that Jill Viles was saved by
this. So the researcher helped the athlete. I see now. Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Russell, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. So to start the show out tonight, we brought up this story about Venezuela continuing to suffer massive blackouts across not just Caracas, but apparently the entire country. And this, of course, is taking an already bad situation for the people there, where it's allegedly very difficult to get basic food items, get medicines.
So I was going to say what happened when I was in a situation where there was no electricity for a while. This was Hurricane Ike. This is when I was living in Houston. And actually, my family and I, we bugged out. We went to Waco, where I have family living there. It's about 3 hours away. So we played it safe. We went there. And then I left the kids with my mother after a week and came back to see if the house was still standing, how were things going. And I will tell you more about that after we get back from the break.
More coming up here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, there's an Ask Me Anything from a Venezuelan man who is in the midst of this. And we'll continue. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you dial toll-free, bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Question on the Ask Me Anything for a gentleman from Venezuela calling himself Alfonso. Question: what do you think the many of the many leftists in the first world claiming the problem in Venezuela or the problems in Venezuela are because of the CIA and that Maduro, who's the president of the country, is blameless for everything? In addition, as I understand, there's a clause in the Constitution that says the National Assembly can remove the president from power via a vote and elect an interim leader like they did with Guaido. How accurate is this? The answer from Alfonso, he says, saying that Maduro is blameless for everything is such a BS claim. Those words come from people that never visited Venezuela and only inform themselves from left-wing blogs that spread lies. As for the clause in the Constitution, we didn't remove the president. Its previous period just ended and the next one was illegal because the last elections were considered a fraud. I know it's a very tricky subject, but I think you'll get it if you read this article. And then he links over. What's going on there is they had an election. Maduro won, I'm putting air quotes around that, and basically the other side had protested the election, saying it was essentially an unfair, just a scam, basically from top to bottom, and the other side said, this is our president, Juan Guaido, we are, you know, this man, we elected him, and so you basically have two different people claiming that they are the, you know, legally elected president there. And then you have other governments from around the world that are kind of taking sides. So Russia and Cuba and, you know, a couple other places are backing Maduro, the old president. And
because he owes them money, right? And they want their money?
They're buddies. You know, the Russians have given them military technology and for whatever reason. You know, the commies, basically. Essentially the communist remaining communist nations are the ones that are on the side of Maduro.
Mm-hmm.
So more about the blackouts that are continuing there. And, of course, you're welcome to join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Don't forget, you can watch us on Twitch. We do have a live streaming video platform there. We're also on YouTube, but Twitch has the highest quality video. So we have HD quality video on Twitch. Go to twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm. And that's where you'll find our video feed. And you can follow us there. And then when you do that, you'll get notices when something goes live on that feed.
And you can see me really well now, because now there's a camera two cameras on me. One of them's right on front of me.
That's right. And it's there over at twitch.lrn.fm. It's free to watch, so please check us out there. And also, if you have Amazon Prime, you can link up your Amazon Prime account to your Twitch account, because Amazon owns Twitch. And then you can, if you've got, again, Amazon Prime, you can assign us your free Twitch subscription every month. So because you're an Amazon Prime user, you get one free Twitch subscription. Maybe you didn't know that. You get it. If you don't use it, then Amazon just keeps the money. If you do use it, then Free Talk Live and LRN.fm get a couple bucks from that. So we appreciate it if you do that. And the instructions on how to do it are right below our main video window on twitch.lrn.fm. Back to the story from the AP, just kind of taking a picture of what it's like there in Venezuela, where already life was pretty difficult, according to many of the people living there. Now they don't have any power, and it's been that way for most of a week. Basically, it started Thursday during afternoon drive, people going home from work.
So I'll give the rest of my story of no power for a week. So I came back after a week, just me. I'd left the
after
kids.
It was already out for a week?
It was out for a week, mm-hmm. And I came back without the kids just to check everything out. And my house had electricity, but I lived on the very edge of the city. And I went in to go and see if I could get some groceries and stuff. And that's when you just start to sort of feel this tension. Apparently, mm-hmm. And I learned this because of this experience, all across the United States, maybe this is throughout the West, we've got about a week. We've got about a week without electricity before people start to lose it. And we were just getting to that point because everybody, mm-hmm. It's a hurricane prone region. So everybody knows that. And they have about a week of emergency
food.
They've got a week of food. They've got a week of water. They've got a week of gas.
Mm-hmm.
And we were right at that end of the week. And mm-hmm. So people were driving around very slowly looking for stores, any store that had lights on. Because they wanted gas. Oh, and I learned this. All of our gas stations, the tanks rely on electricity to get the gas out of the tank. So even though the gas station has gas, they can't get it out.
Well, they must have a generator at some of those gas stations.
You would think. But no. So people were driving around very slowly looking for gas, looking for water, looking for milk.
And driving slowly to conserve the gas.
And driving slowly to conserve the gas, and also just to look, because it's a city, so there's a lot. So they're looking around, is there any store, a store I don't usually go to, a convenience store, and they're just, and you can just sort of feel this tension as everybody's running out of stuff. And if another week had gone by, they got electricity back.
And this is
back.
A city of like 7 million people or something like
right.
that, right? Like it's a lot of people.
It's a very big city. And so I wonder, you know, in Venezuela, they were already pretty hard off. I don't know how much of a difference it would make. But certainly that's the breaking point for a lot of the cities in the U.S.
I'm sorry.
That 1 week.
Not 7 million. 2.3 million. But still.
It's a large metropolitan area.
It's one of the top 10, I think, in the United States.
Yes.
So you felt the tension between people.
Yeah, indescribable. Well, also, it's a very hot part of the country, and nobody had air conditioning. And nobody would live there without air conditioning.
And, a lot of old people will die because they're not getting enough water or whatever. It's usually dehydration that kills people in those situations.
Yeah.
So, how long after you got back did the power come back?
It came back on about the next day.
Whew.
So,
the bullet.
They needed it back. There were regions, there were outskirts of the city and some of the suburbs nearby that didn't get it back for a month. But the city got it back after a little over a week.
Elsewhere in the city, in Caracas, Dr. Luz Ardila Suarez, a gynecologist, said many staffers at the hospital where she works were still on the job Friday morning, which was the morning, the first morning after the power went out, because they couldn't get home the previous night. She said the hospital's generators had enough fuel for another day or two, and that she was especially worried about patients in intensive care.
Oh, yeah.
She said there are patients who are connected to machines, and of course, there's no water. The director of Coda Vida, the Coalition of Venezuelan Health Advocacy Groups, reported that thousands of dialysis patients were going without treatment as a result of the blackout. While some hospitals were able to rely on backup power sources, others were completely dark. By early Friday afternoon, residents and pro-government state broadcaster VTV reported power was returning to parts of Caracas. Traffic lights in several neighborhoods were back on, while at one office building, the electricity flickered to life and then turned off. Still, Venezuela's economic woes are likely to increase as U.S. sanctions against its oil industry take their toll. Part of an international effort to push Maduro from power, the U.S. and about 50 other countries have backed Guaido's contention that he is the interim president of Venezuela and that Maduro's re-election was illegitimate because major opposition leaders were barred from running against him. Maduro would arrest you, basically. He would cook up a reason to throw you in a jail cell if
but
you tried to run against
him. But as we discussed before, how do we know that this other opposition guy is going to be better? Maybe he's marginally better. It's hard to be worse. But if he gets in there and we support him and then he does bad things, are we responsible for that?
Well, I'm not supporting him necessarily. I'm just watching.
Right.
You know? He's a socialist. His party's a socialist party. So.
Right.
It's not going to be that much better, whatever it is. Guaido and Maduro, whose chief backers are Russia and Cuba, plan rival demonstrations Saturday as they seek to energize supporters.
Does it matter if you get backed by Cuba? I mean, can they do anything? Are they just sending, like, well wishes?
They just got internet access in Cuba.
They're sending thoughts and prayers.
We did actually do a story on Cuba last week. They did vote in a new constitution over there, and that new constitution does have in it the idea of private property.
Oh, well, that's good. Does private property include guns?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's a step in the right direction.
They have since
what's his name? The old dictator in Cuba.
Castro.
Fidel. Thank you. Fidel Castro. Since he passed away, things have changed a little bit. Over
As Sarah would say, it's a start.
For the better, it really is. They've been allowed to make more decisions with their property. They're allowed now to have some private property. So what happened was the constitution that they put in essentially legalized the things that had been happening already, which is to say, to allow people to have a little more autonomy over their own lives and decisions and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just this December, so 3 or 4 months ago, they allowed their individuals to receive internet on their cell phones. So now they actually have a connection to the outside world easier than ever before. And
it's just crazy what's banned in other countries.
Yeah.
We don't even think about
it. It is crazy. And so they just now got, you know, like a ride sharing service in Cuba. Never had that before. Now they have it.
Yes.
So yeah, there's some good things that are happening there. And just a little bit of pullback from, you know, the gigantic state can make a tremendous difference in people's lives.
It's basically a lot of the stuff that they were already doing, now they're going to keep doing it. They just won't get arrested for it anymore.
We got more coming up here. We'll get what the Venezuelan state's excuse is. What are they saying about this power outage, which continues into today? The story I'm sharing here is kind of one of the initial pieces. I've got one that also came out today. Now 5 days into these power outages, mass power outages across the entire nation of Venezuela. 855-453 is our toll-free number. Plus, we got this college controversy scandal coming up, too.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.